Atkins, Elsie. Children. Sunnyside, Kurrenbong, New South Wales, Australia. May 31st, 1900. Dear children, Elsie Atkins. Your mother sent your letter to me to read. I was pleased to read of your earnest desire to be Christians. Satan never makes any such impressions upon the minds of those he would lead astray. Angels are commissioned to watch in every family. Each one has the watch care of a holy angel. These angels are invisible, but sometimes they let their light shine so distinctly that it is recognized. I believe this to be the case in the revealing you have had. This manifestation is teaching you that the Lord loves you and that His angels are guarding you. You are kept by the power of God. Many things of like character will take place. This manifestation of light is to encourage you, as you say it has done, to do right. You have had a glimpse of the light of God, and let this greatly encourage your hearts, making you thankful. All of us should be thankful at all times for the truth that heavenly angels are watching us moment by moment. Very many, had they seen the light you have seen, would rejoice and be thankful. When you search the scriptures, trying to be right and to do right, the angels who attend your footsteps are rejoiced. Angels of heaven come in a marked manner to those who respond to the evidence of the truth and try to obey it. And if these angels are not always seen, you are to remember that they are present just the same. Only your natural eyes are not strengthened to discern the light. You say that you have been praying. Well, keep on taking everything to God in prayer. The Lord Jesus hears you. The angel of God is near, and your prayers will be heard, even though you do not see the presence of angels in your room. The great trouble with us all is that we do not take time to think that heavenly beings are near us to help us in our every desire to do right. Heavenly light has come very near to you. Evidence has been given you that the Lord has love for you and cares for you. You can take courage and feel that you receive strength and grace to do all the good you are capable of doing. This world is a world of action, but there are a great many wrong actions done and a great deal of forgetfulness of God. If the Lord awakens your mind to bear your share of doing service for Him, and following on to know the truth by studying the Word of God, learning your lessons in Christ's school, and being meek and lowly in heart, then give your mind to this work and do all the good possible. It is not right for anyone to make life a mere pastime, to keep seeking for selfish pleasure. Thank the Lord, your heart has been quickened because you have been privileged to see some rays of light from the heavenly messengers. You can see how much you can do to help your mother and the other members of the family. A Christian is one who is daily learning of Christ, taking up the little duties of life, bearing others' burdens. Thus, you will have union with Christ. Reading your Bible to others is a good work and glorifies God. May the Lord bless you with His grace and love in your hearts, is my prayer.